So with the ninth pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select.
Our Chicago Bears select.
The Chicago Bears select.
The Chicago Bears select.
Cody Whitehair.
Daniel Braverman.
Nick Kwiatkowski.
Deion Bush.
Jordan Howard.
DeAndre Hall.
DeAndre Houston Carson.
Jonathan Bullard.
Leonard Floyd. Linebacker, Georgia.
You stand back and look at your work and the work of your staff. What do you see?
It feels good, Jeff. There was it's a cumulative effort with our coaches and our scouts, and we added a lot of talent over the weekend. 9 new players to our roster, so we've increased the competition. And if I could say there's one common trait amongst all these players, it's instincts and toughness and versatility. So we're excited by these new additions.
You really have pinpointed to what exactly you want in a Bear. And as you stand back and see what you've done, not just in this draft, but in the broader scope, do you feel you've got those guys?
Exactly. And, you know, there's an emphasis from Coach Fox, too, as well. And we're always talking about adding toughness to our team and instinctive players to our teams and certain traits that you can't coach. And so it's exciting to add those players to our roster. You have a lot of confidence in our coaching staff when once they get in the building to kind of maximize that talent.
Stout gets mugged by Floyd again. What a game 84's had.
With coaches and what they want, balancing that with what you as scouts are looking for as well. How's that worked out?
Yeah, there was an emphasis when John and I came together to really bring the personnel department and the coaches together and have good chemistry between those two departments. And right now it's at an all-time best. So there's constant communication back and forth. There's a lot of buy-in from both sides when we pick a player. So there's a lot of investment in that player. And I think it's good because all parties are involved in that decision. And all parties are fighting to make that decision work.
Well, you were busy moving around, up and down. We were wondering what the heck's going on. But you must have fun doing that. It's not fantasy football either. I mean, this is some serious work being done to get yourself in position to really work the draft. And do you feel, in that regard, you really were successful working the draft?
Jeff, it couldn't have gone smoother. And I really attribute that to the people around me. And so whether we were moving up or back, the whole process was smooth. And, you know, during the draft, a lot of times you're on the clock. So you've got to be calm and collected. And I thought it went really well. So we were able to add 9 new players, but at the same time accumulate 3 more picks. And I thought that was really beneficial to us through the whole draft process.
And into next year as well. Mm-hmm. Leonard Floyd is obviously the most recognizable name because he's a top 10 pick.
Throw it again. Here's the pressure. Floyd.
Would you agree that right now he's the guy who has one unique quality to him that no one else really on the defense can claim at this moment?
He's got excellent get-off, excellent upfield quickness and ability to bend. He's extremely long, so for a guy at his height and length, his athleticism is rare. You watch him change direction, you watch his balance and body control. And for a guy that's 6'6", it's rare to see a guy move like that. So we're excited about him. You can use him in a lot of different ways, but his number one attribute is rushing the passer.
No disrespect to any of the other 8 draft picks. One of my favorites, though, is the potential I see in the Florida kid, Jonathan Bullard.
Yeah, he plays with a really high motor, so that stands out right away. But the thing I like the most is he's athletic for his size, he's got good length, and he's got outstanding get-off. So he times his get-off perfectly. So he's usually beating offensive linemen just out of the stance from his pure get-off. He's a good pass rusher, he's disruptive, he's in the backfield a lot. So he's a guy we still feel is getting better, too. So it's a good guy to add to the team.
How's the undrafted class?
Yeah, there's some good names. There's some draftable names that we've signed. Those contracts will be coming in later this week. So there's some guys that we've added, especially to positions of need, that we had draftable grades on. So that really came out very well after the draft.
Many are going to talk about the veterans that have been let go. But again, you've maintained from day one, this roster does have to get a lot younger. And it did get a lot younger, really, during a season, which is extremely rare last year.
No question. I think every one of those decisions is extremely thought out. And they're not easy. Those are difficult decisions. But at the end of the day, we're looking out for the Bears and just trying to get better at every position. So if we identify an area or a way to do that, we're going to be aggressive, and we're not going to wait, and we're going to do that, and that's what we've done.
All right, so you and John Fox and your entire staffs, both of them, you sit back now and you look at what you've done. You got the mini camps are coming up. Still a lot of time to deal, as John says, getting them on the grass and so forth, but you have a much better understanding of what you have, where you're going. Is that a fair statement?
No question. Year 2, you just have a great feel for a whole roster and each one of the players' personalities and kind of where our remaining holes still are and where we're strong at. And this mini camp coming up next weekend is going to be exciting. We're bringing about 30 guys in on tryouts. So that's always good for the scouts to get evaluations on those players. So it really never stops. You're always looking at ways to add talent to our roster.
So I've added up, and my math could be wrong, but darn near 57 players in the last 2 years you've brought in that are currently on the roster. They all can't make the team, obviously. We're talking the complete roster right now and more work to be done. You had mentioned there were many needs. Do you feel you've solved or at least have enough competition to solve some of those needs?
We've definitely added competition throughout the roster, and we've solved some of our needs. I wouldn't be honest if I said we hadn't solved every single need. There's still some things we want to address, and there's different avenues to do that going forward. So we're still going to be aggressive, and we're still going to work hard to address those needs. But we definitely helped ourselves over the weekend.